Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Coming up, a new film festival comes to Traverse City this spring. We talk with one of its organizers about a lot of things, including, and I love this, how to make friends.
When you go to a film festival, you're looking for people you know probably when you arrive. You know, it's like, where's my tribe? Where are my people?
Yeah. But we begin today with other news. Joe Beyer from the Fresh Coast Film Festival joins us very shortly. Our top story today, though, is about immigration. Two members of Congress from Michigan were up north yesterday to visit the largest immigrant detention center in the state. And as IPR's Claire Keenan-Kurgan tells us, they are calling for stronger oversight of the Department of Homeland Security.
Representative Haley Stevens of the Detroit area and Representative Hillary Skolton of Grand Rapids visited North Lake Processing Center in Baldwin in Lake County. That's after a man died there in December, Nenko Ganchev, a Bulgarian man arrested in Chicago. Representative Skolton says she saw no glaring issues with the conditions at the facility, but that the staff there had had advance notice that they were coming.
We know that an individual has died in this facility, and we still don't have answers as to why. And that is important not to lose sight of. Just because, you know, things looked in order today, right, doesn't mean that's always how it existed.
By law, members of Congress are allowed to tour all immigration detention facilities unannounced, but the Trump administration has disputed that. Representative Stevens said she's lost faith in Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who has not answered any of her questions about Ganchev's death at Northlake. For IPR News, I'm Claire Keenan-Kurgan.
As you just heard, that congressional oversight was very much on the mind of Representative Stevens, who spoke with reporters after the visit to Northlake.
In terms of our congressional oversight, we need to ask why a private company is making money and profiting off of keeping people in detainment when they may have been granted release or bail.
Stevens and Skolton said they spoke with four of the 1,500 or so detainees inside the facility, but were not allowed to speak with any of them in private and were accompanied by representatives from GEO Group throughout the visit. The Fresh Coast Film Festival has announced its lineup for its debut weekend in Traverse City. And let's be clear here, Fresh Coast itself has been around for about 10 years as a festival in Marquette. This is not a move to Traverse City, but an extra event set for April 30th through May 3rd. And full disclosure, IPR is one of the partners helping to host some of the events that weekend. The lineup includes a lot of things. There's a documentary about a pesky polar bear, stories about sea turtles, and short films about hope, so much more. And I talked about a lot of this with Joe Beyer. He's on the board of the Fresh Coast Film Festival. He's a filmmaker here in Northern Michigan. And I began by asking Joe to highlight something coming up in the festival that he is particularly excited about.
We're bringing in these two very interesting Midwest creators who did an extreme bird watching documentary about their self-inflicted challenge to try and see and identify as many birds as possible in 1 year. This is a big competition a lot of people know about. So we have that film, but what ended up happening is Fresh Coast is known for always pairing films with experiences. You're in a dark room watching movies about the outdoors, and then they let you get outdoors and do things together with the audience. So each of the mornings of the festival, Nate Crane, who is Traverse City's best known birder and a super swell guy, he is going to lead some bird watching tours around the Boardman Lake District. So
are you a birder?
Yeah, I'm a backyard birder. Yeah. My partner Beth is a really big birder, and she keeps a log. But we have a lot of bird feeders that are constantly in need of being filled, and we love it. And there are so many people out there that love birding. And if you do, I think this is an evening for you. And Nate's tours are awesome.
Folks who have lived here for a little while will remember the Traverse City Film Festival, this big glitzy event in the summertime. That went away. It's been sort of replaced by this weekly series that the State Theater has been doing. But we don't really have right now, until April, until this shows up, a kind of a contained festival with a bunch of people coming into town. Was that part of why this came here, the absence of that, or wanting to have that again here? Or was it different, sort of a different genesis?
No. I think, it was a local tradition to have the annual conversation about, what happened to and what happened, with this. There were several cultural events and things that have gone away, over the past couple years. But there are more people that live and work here now in the creative fields than ever before, especially since I moved here in 2018. It's pretty much doubled, in terms of people that use moving image as part of their toolkit in what they do for a living. And so there are a lot of people now that I hope will see this as a potential way that our creative community gets together, shares what we're up to with the public and our community. And we're also showcasing a lot of student films, which was something that, is in this spirit. I hope that students in high school and at NMC eventually will know that this festival is a platform for them, and they can plan to do stuff for it, and they can look forward to showcasing their work there. So it's a loop, it's a loop for the people that are creating things to share it with our community. It's a loop for the community to celebrate all of these amazing storytellers that live and work here. And in particular with Fresh Coast, it's a chance to celebrate things that I think most of us really care about, which is our outdoor lifestyle here in Northern Michigan, a huge reason so much of us live here. So,
and it's not just films, Joe. I mean, this festival is kind of known for offering experiences too. You want people to get outdoors. You want people to go and sort of do the things that are celebrated in the movies they're going to see.
Yeah, it's something that most people wouldn't expect unless you've been to Marquette. So in between screenings, by design, there are things like the guided bird watching in the morning, or a group bike ride around the Boardman Lake, or an art mural tour in downtown. So these are ways of getting some fresh air and moving in between screenings, and then also just another way to have social collisions and community.
Social collisions. I like that phrase.
I think it's a real thing, actually. When you go to a film festival, you're looking for people probably when you arrive. It's like, where's my tribe? Where are my people? Yeah. You're sort of staring at somebody's lanyard, trying to learn how they're involved or why they're there. The easiest thing to having a great festival experience is just introducing yourself to somebody you've never met, and just start talking. What brought them out? What are they interested in? What have they seen? What movies did they like? It's a social collision is an unexpected connection that you feel. And I think that, we're not forcing you to have that, that interaction, but I think if you're adventurous, you'll be rewarded.
Joe, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Joe Beyer, he's on the board of the Fresh Coast Film Festival, long held in Marquette, and now bringing an extra weekend of films to Traverse City at the end of April. A footnote here, the State Theater in the heart of downtown TC will remain closed until at least March 8th. The theater says on Facebook that it's working to clean up a mess left behind by a roof leak. That's the Up North Lowdown for Wednesday, February 18th. Hey, it's me again. Thanks for listening to the Up North Lowdown. Listen, if you liked it, we'd love for you to rate and review it on your podcast app or share it with a friend. The Up North Lowdown is a really useful tool to keep up with what's going on in Northern Michigan, but we want more people to know it's out there. Your rating, your review helps that happen. Go onto your app, rate and review us, and let us know what you think.